Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Lucky and Five Tribes, Society of Love. Society of Love. Boy, that's something to think about. What we're going to do now, you know? I'm going to be on a social. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I'll keep my mind focused on what you suck. But during this, I'll be walking the path of being like, that I'll get what I want, okay? question is, what do you want? Make sure you know what you want, because the universe works for you. What you ask for, like mommy used to say, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it, you know? Okay, we're going to start, well, we're going to do everything on time, like I suggest. You know, we want people to call in on time because we're going to start with the minutes from last week, okay? On February 1st, we went over articles 8 through 14 in the adventure agreement. We talked about what was needed for the trip to Africa. You need a passport that does not expire in 6 months. How we're going to travel in Africa, we talked about that. Economic opportunities in Africa are about gold. How do we transport goals for America from Tanzania? We talked a little bit about the Tanzanian history, okay? And we talked about the fact that we need your email addresses to get more information into you in the form of a flyer. Contact Siddiqui. He's the one that's spearheading the African trip. So for more information on that, his number is 609-638-5828, okay? So contact them or text them and get those email addresses to them. They can get you out some flyers and stuff in reference to the conference, okay? Now, we do have a lot to talk about in reference to society and what's going on. I think the first thing we need to deal with is why, the text today was, can we change things? Can we make a difference? Yes, we can. The hardest part of change is dealing with the guy in the mirror. Guy in the mirror is very difficult to deal with. You know yourself, who you are, what you're going through, okay? What kind of person you are, you know, and what you're going to be going through, and what people are going through dealing with you. In fact, what you'll be going through dealing with yourself. The hardest part of dealing with the man in the mirror is to listen to what's going on around you and to listen to the thoughts, just to listen to what the man in the mirror is saying and analyze what the man in the mirror is saying. Because sometimes you'll be talking, and I swear, people can't be hearing what they're saying. Some of the things that come out of their mouth, okay? our slogan is love is the act to make others feel good, right? I kind of want to wait to get a few more people online before I go down the adventure agreement, but we want to keep things sort of going forward. Like some of the questions that we ask, well, until we get a few more callers on, I'm going to actually start with the adventure agreement, because we've to Article 14, right? So what I'm going to do, just so that when you download the show, you know where we're at and what's going on. We're going to go to Article 15. The law of the trust is a tyrannical scripture's complete volume. Any law can be changed with ratification of more than 50% of the vote by the trustees. So this gives you a lot of power and a lot of control over what's going on in the society. Now, how does that relate to you and everyday life and what you're going through right now? This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring you into the understanding of your surroundings and what's going on with you right now. See, the United States is a trust, okay? And you are what we call trustees of this trust. Only the trustees have the right to vote. And in order for you to be a trustee, you have to be born in the country, right? Although you was a trustee before they set up a straw man. We're not talking about straw man right now. But you have to be born in the country. Oh, Excuse me, been a long day. You have to be born in a country in order to be a trustee in America. All trustees have the right to vote. Now, this is what's going on in your society. You, once you become a trustee, you have the right to vote to control what the society does and the rules and laws of the society, okay? So that's what's going on when you deal with we're dealing with number 15, okay? The law of the trust is the tyrannical scripture's complete right. Now, once you sign up, you will definitely get, you get about $200-something worth of books. And we're only asking $100 for the information, okay? So, but you need this information to keep up. This information, if you have a business, this information will help you run your business, help you conduct meetings and stuff like that there so that your business can be more profitable, all right? Now, but you have to study the Tyrannical Scriptures because there's a lot in that book. That's 300 pages, so, you know, one just put together to trick you out of anything. But to sort of wake you up a little bit and try to get you out of the matrix, because we've been in here and we're asleep, and it's very difficult to get sleep people to do anything because they're comfortable where they're at. Oh, man, why are you bothering me? I'm asleep, you know? Feels good. Feels good to sleep, you know, especially with all the distractions going on, keep you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be monitoring the trust managers, what they're doing, how they're doing what they're doing. And you're letting them run government without your input. And that is just not what you're supposed to be doing. That's why you have the right to vote. That's your input. You don't like what they're doing. We fired Trump. We didn't like what Trump's doing. We voted. He's out. Okay? He don't want to give up. He want to run. He want to do a Hitler thing. Right? He wants to take over the party and make it his party. He wants to become the dictator of the party. And, you know, and try to do what Hitler did, but we're not going to let them go down the road. They think that white mob think that they're the only ones who know how to fight. But if they go back to our history, they'll see, you know, we don't have no problem with lumbering. They just kept our participation of the fight out of history, you know. We have Black History Month, so I'm throwing a little bit in here so that you know what's going on, okay? Now, okay. That was article 15 that we were talking about. You know, a lot of you don't have your books, so it's going to be hard to keep up. We have quite a few pledges, but the pledges have to get that money in so we can send this stuff out to you so that you can keep up with what's going on. Okay. Okay. Any law can be changed. That's what we're saying. Ratification of more than 50 people. That's Article 15, 16. Ratification of more than 50% vote by the trustees because the beneficiaries have no control over what's going on at all. The only thing they do is sit back and receive a check. That would be your children. They cut checks to the little ones, you know? And any law can be changed with ratification of more than 50% of the vote. By the trustees. All trustees are equal, and this is by Article 16. All trustees are equal in authority and have the power of one vote. Now, there is no, you've been in organizations that have had big eyes and little you. This one, don't. By mandate, in your indenture agreement, by the Tyrannical Scriptures, there's no big eyes and little you's. As far as the trustees are concerned, okay? Now, we will be setting up a system to protect ourselves. There are people under the doggy dog culture that would be your security group. They will be designed to protect you. Now, they will be functioning on the hierarchy, you know? But the parents, okay, have the highest rank of all the officials in a security force, because your children are in there, and you have your two children in security force, the parents have the right to go in and check up on their children and care no general or nobody else stop them because they outrank everybody. And they can go in, you know, in reference to checking up on their particular child. You know, they can't go in and just change everything around for everybody else's child, but they do have the right to check on the children and make sure the children are not being abused or nothing like that, because there will be a dog, that's just that we'll be under the dog, you know, rule. We just have to keep it in check so we can run around from everybody, okay? That's what security does. That's what military do. I'm just throwing it out there. And the military has to be controlled by the civilians. That's how our founding fathers, Brother Anthony, and them set the system up in motion, okay? Okay. A proxy vote can be used when a trustee is incapable and cannot vote due to an illness or injury, okay? Now, we can expand that if you want. So that the trustees will have more power or more ways, or if there's other reasons that the trustee can't be there, you know, they just can't get out, something's going on with the children, or things like that, they're only having some real problems and can't get out to get their vote. To get their vote in, then we might can come up with ways to, different ways so that they can use that proxy vote, okay? Proxy vote just means somebody voting for you in your absence, okay? Now, there has to be different protocols in place so that that can happen. We can't just have people calling in for you, you know, and you didn't give them permission to do that, okay? All right. Now, there must be more than 50% of trustees present to take a vote, okay? If we got 20 trustees, right, and that's the first group, at least 10 trustees have to be available, and that would be, that's called a quorum. So at least 10 trustees have to be available for you to take a vote on an issue, all right? Okay. They want to do like they did Jesus, only call the people you know to vote on something. And, you know, and so that you can get your way if you are soliciting, you bring in more, if you bring in people into the group, okay? now, each trustee, this is Article 20, each trustee will be given a number when becoming a member, and the number will be used in an electronic voting system, okay? Not only electronically, but when we take roll call, this is how it's going to be set up. Now, we're not going to have roll call until all 20 pledge members have paid for and gotten the information so that they all can keep up. And what we do when we take roll call, we will open up, I'll open up all the mics, or hopefully we'll be twisting the stuff in person before long. It's coronavirus, got things a little wet. But we can, we'll open up all the mics. Excuse me, I'm a little tired. We can open up all the mics, all right? I do need help in here. We can open up all the mics, and I'll start it off by number one. After that, whatever your number is, you come in. And number two, number three, number four, number five. Doing it like that. As the numbers come in, that would be the roll call. We won't be using names, okay? It doesn't matter. I don't even want to give out the phone numbers. I don't even want to give out the phone numbers unless you have a question or something. Then we just give out the last four digits of the phone number, okay? And that won't be related to your number. You just have a question, all right? So we're trying to make this as secure as possible. This is something that we have to do, okay? Because security is very important. There's some things that we have to discuss, but we're going to have to discuss those face-to-face when we start having our face-to-face meetings, okay? Article 22, okay? Article 21. Once given a number, it cannot be changed. And when the trustee expires or leaves the society, numbers transfer to a tribal member or beneficiary of that tribe, okay? So that number stays with your tribe forever. Because this is going to be one heck of a run here, okay? The purpose of the arrangement is to invest in. This is off number. This is off number 22. The purpose of the arrangement is to rest in trustees' responsibility for the protection and consideration of property for beneficiaries who cannot share in the discharge of this responsibility and therefore are not associated in the joint enterprise of the conduct of business for profit. Okay, now we're going to be doing business, we're going to be conducting business for profit, and the trust of the beneficiaries will not be involved in that. Okay? Simple beneficiaries will not be involved in the business. I don't know why my phone is running off the hook, and we're going to have to fix this problem with the phones and all that, because I'm getting a lot of pushback from the Big Brother. We're just getting started, so if we don't have problems, there's going to be happening. Just don't get discouraged. We're going to work stuff out, okay? All right. So since the beneficiaries won't be involved in setting up business and all that, even though we might hire them to work in our businesses as we set them up, we have somebody 18, 17, and somebody 16 or 17 that need a job, we can hire them to do, you know, certain work stuff like here. As long as we keep up with the study at school, okay? And that's all that has to be determined by us. Okay, number 23. How would the beneficiary of this trust do not do no more than accept benefit, therefore, and are not the voluntary planners or creators of the trust arrangement? That's very important. Certain things have to be in that ditch agreement. If it's not there, it's going to be a problem. Because if you start giving the beneficiaries more authority than they're supposed to have, then it no longer is a trust. It becomes an association. And as an association, you can be taxed as an association, okay? Now, that takes us into tyrannical, into the book itself, right? These are things that I put in there and bitch you in it. That has to be there. That takes us into the book itself, okay? So right now, take a minute. And I'm going to put a song on for a minute here. And I'm going to have to pull up the book. It should have been up already, but it's not. Okay? I have a gospel CD out. I want you to just hear one of the songs while I pull up the book. Okay? It's going to take me a minute to pull it up. Sorry.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is the love of my life. He did just save me once for Christ.
Came back in 3 days to say that was lost.
Going through the book. We done been through all the entire indenture agreement, not the entire, just because the book is part of this agreement, okay? Now, let's get into tyrannical thinking. Why we should not be at odds with each other. Let's start here and go down. That's why we follow the teaching of the tyrannical scriptures. If the wicked people of earth sign a piece of paper and stop fighting each other, why are the righteous people of earth not doing the same? Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So how were you created? You are the universe expanding itself. You are the makers of the universe. So let's get together and make a better universe for the five tribes of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Let's stop right there for a minute, okay? Because that's been one of the hardest problems that I tell people. That's one of the hardest problems that I have to deal with is people not actually taking the responsibility for who they are and what their potential is, you know? And that's because the people were brainwashed. We've been brainwashed from a child, you know? Oh, you believe in God. You know what I mean? And, you know, if you don't believe in God, you're atheist and all this shit kind of stuff, you know, because this concept that they're giving you of God is actually pretty whack, you know. This all-seeing purpose of them knowing everything, you know, it seems like, seems like they might be talking about Santa Claus, you know. They've been brainwashed every kind of way they can to put this this mystical thing in your mind so that when somebody comes along to give you the truth about really what's going on, you just dismiss it out of hand. You don't even want to hear it. You can't even talk to them about it, you know? Just think about when you're little, man. It's Christmas time. Who knows what you're thinking? Knows what you're doing when you're sleeping or awake. So be good for goodness sake. Now, who can know everything about what you're doing? You know what I mean? They've been, this is part of the programming, part of what they're instilling in you to think of yourself as being less than and not equal to something. All right? Now, we talk about this all the time, but since we're getting into tyrannical scriptures, so we're gonna deal with it. All right? Now, I'm a Bible thumper, so we're not using the Bible today. We're using the tyrannical scriptures. So it's all in here. Who you are, what you are, what your potential is, and what you can actually do, you know? I think the problem with society right now, that the problem that we have with society is that society is basically leadership-based. And when you have a society that's basically leadership-based, it gets kind of tricky because you sort of have to bow to the will of the people that are in charge. Because they control everything. They can make sure you get a job. They can block your access to things. And when they start blocking the access to things, you don't know how you're going to pay your rent, how you're going to feed your family. You don't know anything. So you have to really, really... it's really hard to overcome that type of setup, that type of system, all right? But as God, we have the potential to make whatever we want. And that's what the society is about. This society will begin to change the entire planet, which is what we want to do. We can't be fighting and killing and murdering each other. I mean, it just don't make sense. Look at what's just going on between the in this system that we're under, dealing with the American system, once it was hijacked by George Washington. They feel as though it's their birthright for you to be their slave, okay? And they're teaching that to their children, and their children feel the same way. We've been under, black people have been under white mob rule, well, for 90 years, okay? And, well, I can't just say black people because all five tribes are experiencing the same thing. The people that stick up for black people, they get ostracized. They get, look at what's going on in the Congress and the Senate, how Republicans are going against people that are talking up against Trump for the madness that he done, that he's doing, you know? He's running Mein Kampf. He's trying to recreate. He's trying to redo what Hitler did. Turn this into a dictatorship based on him and his political party. If he can create make a political party or take over the Republican Party like Hitler did when he joined the Workers' Party. And this is what he's done. He's running that scenario, you know? And those of you who haven't been studying history might not know what he's doing, but we know what he's doing, okay? And all of that is because they don't want you to know who you are. They don't really want you to deal with the reality of who you are and what's going on, okay? So that's what's up, all right? Now, as we move along under the tyrannical scriptures, under the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Volume, okay? My biography is in there because I wrote the book. James Taylor was born in Pennsylvania, U.S., 11th, 1946. James David Taylor, my son, Kip. We are a large family of 12, 5 women, 7 men, which I was the fourth. We were poor, a happy, and a loving, close-knit tribe. We looked out for each other in a way that made us special. I love music and always wanted to play an instrument, sing, and dance. School, but found it hard to believe the things they were telling me, so I did not pay attention in school. It seemed that there was always something missing. The household I grew up in was very interesting because my mother was a Baptist practicing Imam priestess, and my father was a Jehovah's Witness. I was torn between the two teachings. I felt the spirit, but did not understand what I felt. I dropped out of school, went into the service, and lo and behold, found myself in Vietnam as part of a killing machine called the Army Paratroopers. Right? After about 6 months there, I got nervous because I was getting good. I was getting good at it. I knew this wasn't it because the things I was doing were contrary to my spirit. Okay. Okay. Let me see if I can get this to rotate. Okay. I left the service in search of a path. That's what my spirit was telling me to do. I became part of a band, but that was not it. I began to read spiritual books to help on my journey to whom I am. I read books like Transcendental Meditation, Feel What I'm Saying, Romping, The Third Eye, The Bottom, The Ayurveda, Life of Peace, and Enough, The Far East, The Volume 1 through 6, The Quran, The Bible, Book of Coming Forward by the End of My Life, Book of the Dead. As much black history as I can find, once I learned who I was, I wrote a book about using an eraser. In other words, I was getting information directly from source. That began my journey after Raheem, becoming a God within and allowing my Christ conscious to flow. Of course, this journey took 65 years, and I thought that I've only just begun. I've come up with a diet to keep me here for 200 years. I have an answer to the world's problems, and it begins with understanding what love is, and that's where I am now. I remember the love for the world. If you are on the path of love, find us. And if you can't find us, be on the path, we will find you, okay? Just remember, love is and always will be the answer, okay? Now, you have, now, maybe you don't have the book. It's not really difficult for you to keep up with, okay? But now, the Toronto Scriptures, you have the directory. Now, if you have any questions or anything that you want to ask me about the book, now is the time, okay? You can do that on Monday, okay? Now, the first thing that y'all were coming up with, you know, walking a path time machine. It's a very interesting subject in there. So I'm going to skip the directory. We got the mission statement. Well, I'm not going to skip it completely. But we're going to go past the directory. It's a lot in this book, okay? We're going to go past the directory. Okay, and like I said, the book is 300 pages. So we're going to go past the directory into the first stages of the book so that we can begin, right? Let's talk about tyrannical. What the heck is tyrannical? Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Law. What am I talking about? A religion where the people understand and accept that they're extensions of that which everything in the universe is made of. A religion based on scriptures typed by a God named Elohim. We understand and accept the teachings of the Quranic text, the Bible, the Quran, and all books of the divine origin. We believe that our lives should be based on the teachings of the Quranic scriptures and the law of each itself. We understand and occupy and accept that all life has spirit and is from the same source. Okay? And it's from the same source. We understand and accept that any life form that is conscious enough to recognize that it has a spirit is God. Okay? We understand and accept that it is the job of conscious life to serve God and to help the God of now to bring freedom to the world. And we list just a few guys that was about that journey. Okay, you got Mark Scarvey, got Elijah Muhammad, you got God Louis Falcon, James Taylor, Malika Maxine, Shabika Maxine, got OBM, got Nelson McIntosh, got, you know, well, I'm not going to go through all of them. There's quite a few that I have down here, okay? Now, the business of maintaining the universe is why we are here. Each God is unique to the universe and is an important part, and has an important part to play in maintaining the universe. Now that you know why you're here, go and discover your uniqueness. All people who acknowledge the source within is a conscious God. The job of Elohim is to help God tap into the source to bring freedom, justice, and equality to the world. Right? This is where we're at right now. Some of Tommy Hack here. Okay, we got about 20 more minutes. Okay, so basically, that's what's going on, okay? And we're trying to enter Toronto scriptures in this book. We're trying to bring you an understanding of what's going on. Now, the mission statement. We as American citizens have watched our government for years do the best we can with poverty. We in a group known as the Roger Church realize that the American government is not just one person making decisions for the rest of us. This country belongs to every one of the citizens, and that makes it the citizens' responsibility as well as the leaders of this great nation to step up in time of trouble to lend a hand. It is for this reason, it's our mission statement. It is for this reason that we have come together to help the government fight the homeless and poverty problem in the United States of America. We know that if we, the American people, come together along with the leaders, the government, we can solve this. But it's written that the rich people you only have with you for a short time. But the poor you have, but you always. To be rich, you have to be making over $1 million a year. Anything from minimum wages up to $1 million, you are poor. And we'll be able to get and we'll be able to get by without living on the street. But when poverty strikes and you find yourself without a job, eating out of trash cans, nowhere to go, it has a tendency to destroy the best of us. So let's put that stress of character back in the heart of the poverty stricken and get them off the street. Put aside $5 to $10 a week so that you won't have to pass a homeless person without buying them a sandwich or giving them some change or a dollar. Let them know that help is on the way, that we the people are going to fix the problem soon. Okay? Well, we're sort of overlapping here. There's some things going on that I have to address. So I'm going to literally have to cut this conference call short a little bit. All right. Because those of you who are here, we're not doing a roll call. We won't be doing a roll call until all 20 members have sent their pledge money in, got their information, and we can sit down and go through this stuff together so that we can get something done. All right? It's a lot of information, so it's a lot of experience. All right. So we're going to be checking out here. And, I only got 18 minutes left. I'm going to don't let them wait. I'm going to finish off these 17 minutes because when I say she let it be written, she let it be done, we're here from 6 to 7. So we're going to be here from 6 to 7. That emergency can hold on for a few minutes, okay? Now, let's continue where we were, all right? On this particular page, there's so much in here, and I can go all night just on a couple of pages by myself, you know? Okay. We ask you to put aside $5 or $10 a week, you know, just to help. And don't pass a homeless person like you. So I don't care if they're panhandling or not. That's your concern. If they have to be out there in the street panhandling, they got a problem. So just give them a dollar. Now, you remember, you read what you sell. So every dollar you put out, you get back almost 100 gold. So each dollar you give out, you got $100 coming back to you, okay? All right. thanks to... there's some funny mistake here. Thanks to my uncle, students of Source. We would like to thank our leader and teacher, Yahshua Ben Bandera, aka Jesus Christ. Okay, we would like to thank our teacher. Our goal is a tyrannical church. Now, that's the next thing. Our goal as a tyrannical church, why do we call ourselves a church? At the church of the temple of the living God. Who do you think you are? You are the living God. That's what you have to get through your head, you know? Oh boy, can't do that. That changes everything. Yeah, according to the tyrannical scriptures, you are the living God, okay? hold on for a minute. Let me see. Still, I'm reading here. We got the whole book up, okay? And this is our goal as a tyrannical church. Welcome to the religious fellowship and ministry. We are First Amendment, not for profit, unincorporated, unregistered, non-tribalist, non-denominational religious fellowship and ministry. Our mission is to honor, to love, and to obey our Lord and God by teaching, reading, learning, and obeying, okay, His holy law and word, putting Him first, and loving our neighbor by keeping the government as our servant and His steward for truth and justice. see the following for our fathers and why we, and especially Christians, must learn the law. Our goal is to bring about the understanding that we are an extension of source and not created beings. But we are the makers of all things by manipulating source energy for the purpose and benefit all to rise to higher consciousness of living together as one connected energy source. And by relaying the message of our founders and leaders, Joshua, a.k.a. Jesus Christ, that we, the Father, source energy, we and the Father source energy are one. Self-government. Now let's talk about self-government. Okay? This is all in the book, tyrannical scriptures, okay? We're talking about, just give you a few explanations. What does freedom mean? Freedom means control. Now think about this for a minute. Ask yourself, what do I have control over? And this government, what do you have control over? You have the right to vote. And by you putting in people that have your consciousness in mind, that are trying to do something for the people, I'm talking about all the people, not just through a racist mindset, okay? And you will begin to have some type of control over what's going on in government. Because the first thing you have to understand is that you are the government. These people that's up there running things, they've been tricking you, sweet talking you out of your heritage, sweet talking you out of your birthright, you know. And this is some of the things that we have to get that we have to deal with. Okay. We have personal responsibility. All right. But what do you have personal responsibility for? Everything in the universe, man. Step up to who you are. You are God. That means everything is your responsibility, okay? You have autonomy on everything. Dignity, personal wealth, respect, the elimination of the barter system. That's going to be kind of tricky. We're talking about self-government, all right? Now, the barter system... That's hard to get rid of, but we can. Knowing who we are, we can solve the barter system problem. We have the ability to make machines. We have the ability to grow food without land. Just nutrients in water, and our plants and stuff will grow. Okay? Which means that if you have a system like that, you can develop machines to plant and harvest all your food. There's nothing to barter for. As long as the machines are running, you don't have to pay for anything, okay? Because you've developed the machinery to provide all of your needs. You know? That will take care of the barter system, you know? You don't need one guy with $20 billion and one person sleeping on the street. Food, clothing, shelter, and security. If we develop the mechanism through the machinery to secure ourselves, right? To provide food, clothing, and shelter for ourselves. That where we are in control, where the doggy dog people just can't come in and take your stuff. Because the doggy dog people are always coming. You have to be mindful of that. They're always coming, okay? As I'm going through this book, I'm realizing that because I'm not getting a question on Sunday when I talk about the Bible, you have been so brainwashed on this book, and there's so many different contradictions and concepts about this book, that it might be better to relay the message through the tyrannical scriptures, because everything that's in the book is in here. I've taken the codes out of the Bible and placed them in this book, in a way that you can hear and see exactly what the Bible is saying. I'm just realizing this as I'm going through this book. The purpose of Jesus' teachings are to set us free from the slavery to sin, the gorgeous law of reap what you sow. Have freedom means control, to choose and taking complete responsibility on consequences of our choices is the essence of Christ liberty. That's quite a mouthful. Now, we're going to say that again. The purpose of Jesus' teaching are to set us free from the slavery to sin. That means to go against the law of reap what you sow. Have freedom means control, to choose and taking complete responsibility for the consequences of our choices is the essence of Christ's liberty. Everything you do, everything you say, has consequences. And you have to be of the mindset that you recognize the consequences of your action, okay? And you want to do things that brings about the consequences that you want, all right? That's best for the 6 billion gods that's on this planet. Well, it's over 6 billion, you know? Somebody asked me, well, how many gods are there? I said, there's over 6 billion gods. What? People wonder, well, there's only one God. Well, But they slowly follow the Bible. And the Bible disagrees with you. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible is telling you that there's more than one God. Well, maybe two. You're all God. Tell me that. So we have to unbrainwash ourselves and step up into the reality of what's actually going on. I think I'm beginning to, well, let's move on to the next verse. All of our worship, education, materials, and classes focus on the above goals. This is a fulfillment of the commandment of the Lord governing the relationship and understanding to the word available below. See Quran, Scriptures 1, 2, 3, and 4. And those are those 4 books. And of course, I wrote all those 4 books, so they'll visit. Oh, boy. See, I hit a button there too far. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, I see what I got there. All right. Okay, we are dealing with that. We done been through our mission statement. We're talking about our goals, right? And this is what all of the education material is designed for, to help us accomplish our goals, okay? Now we have the real rule for the military from page 15. Non-military disciples and redeemers, okay? Now, these are some of the things that you have to learn if you're going to be part of that, which is going to secure our nation, all right? You have to learn the Constitution, learn the general orders, read and study to our prescriptions, part one. The military is the force of the nation, and our military is the most honorable military on the planet, okay? The military is responsible for the security of the nation. The military is the police force of the nation. To be in the military, you must complete disciple training, which is not military. to get a little hoarse here. Actually, I wasn't planning on just giving a lecture for the whole hour. I wanted to have some comments, go back and forth. But you don't seem to have any questions. You never asked me questions. I'm hoping it's because I'm answering your questions before they come out, which is a good thing to do. So, at any rate, I'm going to end this session because we got about 5 minutes left. So, I'm going to end this session, and we'll be getting back together again Sunday. All right. We're going to be talking about some things, but we still don't have the books because we haven't sent your pledge money in. So so you won't be able to keep up with what's going on. Okay, So the sooner you get the plasma in, the better it will be so that we can get things going the way they're supposed to be going, okay? All right, so now, I think I did the, that's something different. We're going to do it here. What I want to do is, I want to close out. So we're gonna close out, all right? And I'll be back again. We're gonna do a closing search, and I'll be back with you again on Sunday, okay? I have walked the path as divine energy today, and the number of the universal law of reading to self. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will read what I have shown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay, I will talk to you again Sunday, okay? Remember, love is the act and make a material. Go have a feel good day.